Sean Sullivan leads a faith-based nonprofit that helps at-risk children throughout Ukraine. Back home in Central Florida, he spoke to WMFE's Joe Burns about what his coworkers are seeing there as Russia invades the Eastern European country.
My name is Sean Sullivan. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Mission 823, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps kids. We have provided assistance to children in all 24 oblasts of Ukraine. A portion of our administrative staff is trapped in Kyiv and are within earshot and eyesight of missile strikes and artillery fire. The remainder of our staff and many of our friends have obviously evacuated the city, and our larger base for operations on a daily basis is located out west near Poland. They have also experienced kind of house shaking within eyesight, missile strikes and explosions, artillery fire that far west. But they are in a much safer location and are currently engaged in refugee transportation, shelter, and relief transport to the border if possible. Many of my friends and all of our staff, many people that we love dearly because we've given our lives to Ukraine, are under serious, severe, very close threat. I had a young man who manages an organization that serves over 500 handicapped, wheelchair-bound people in Kyiv alone. And he called me twice now from the basement of the kindergarten where they're trapped with 26 people who are wheelchair-bound and with tears streaming, begging for his life, just begged us to come and get him and take him out of that place so that he could go to America. My language teacher and her husband and their young son evacuated Kyiv and went to the Polish border. And he was turned away at the border because he's of fighting age. There's a mandatory draft. So families are being separated on a daily basis. Millions of people are telling those kinds of stories right now. There is zero provocation whatsoever for a nation neighbor like Russia to cross the borders into Ukraine, a peace-loving, freedom-seeking, very fast-developing, technologically friendly, very generous country to be attacked in an unprovoked fashion like that. It's so maddening to try to get your head around that it just makes me boil. I'm just so angry. The second thing is just absolute gut-wrenching sadness because we've worked so hard right alongside, shoulder to shoulder with the Ukrainian people to build the most beautiful culture and place and country that I have ever experienced. I've lived all over the world. And working for 22 years to try to make improvements to that scenario, and then to see literally overnight some monster destroy this life that they've built together is just heart-wrenching. I am so very proud of the Ukrainian people. Their president is a warrior. He's just an absolute hero. And the people that are standing on the street alongside him fighting, little grandmothers, you know, making insulting comments to Russian soldiers nose to nose with them and saying, get out of my country. I'm really, really proud of the Ukrainian people. They're just amazing, amazing people.
That was Sean Sullivan of the faith-based nonprofit Mission 823. He spoke with WMFE's Joe Burns.